Just beyond Sunshine Cove off Glacier Highway, Stephen Mattson is hard at work clearing brush in the beaming sun on Saturday afternoon.
We're out clearing one of the trails. Basically involves a lot of bushwhacking.
Mattson is the vice president of the Juneau Off-Road Association. He and a handful of volunteers are working on the phase one construction of Juneau's first ever dedicated off-road vehicle park.
You know, it's very special.
Off-roading is a thrill-inducing recreational activity that gained popularity in the 1990s. It involves riding motorized vehicles like jeeps or dirt bikes on unpaved trails or terrain. The project is in collaboration with the City and Borough of Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department and Trail Mix. Right now, they're constructing the first 5 miles of an interactive trail system specifically for off-road vehicles like jeeps, side-by-sides, quads, and motorcycles.
It's really been a combined or collaborative effort between all these different associations and people groups for this. And so it's neat to see that level of participation in the community and that level of willingness to see this thing come to fruition.
The city's planning commission approved the site just past the 35-mile marker to be developed more than 2 years ago. It's on roughly 175 acres of city land that was formerly a logging area in the 1950s and 60s. The location was chosen in part because it's far away from traffic in high-density residential areas. Mattson says he's been off-roading since 2003, when he bought his first Jeep. Ever since then, he can't get enough of the sport or the community of riders in Juneau.
You know, the sense of accomplishment is really neat. And then, of course, the sense of camaraderie with everyone else. You get stuck out there and they won't leave you hanging. You know, there's always someone who can throw a winch at you or laugh at you, you know, while they're pulling you off a rock.
Shelly Lager stands in the giant parking lot of the site, cooking cheeseburgers for the volunteers. She's also a member of the Juneau Off-Road Association.
So as of now, we just don't have a place, and they've been trying for decades to try to provide a place legally for people to ride.
Lager is also a Jeep rider. And like Mattson, she grew up off-roading in Juneau back when there was more places people could legally ride. But over the years, those were closed off or shut down. She and her husband have resorted to traveling to places like Haines or the Yukon to go adventuring.
I mean, it's just the passion of being able to go somewhere, do something that you're passionate about. And with this, it's a little different than skiing, but I think it's just the same thrill kind of thing.
The park is planned to be open for day use once the phase one construction is complete. But when that will happen depends on how much volunteer support the project receives to get the work done. Lager says the group hopes to expand the trails in the coming years, along with adding a test track area and a two-lane mud racing pit. She says the goal is to provide a space for existing riders to get their fill and invite new people to try out the sport. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.